Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone. Okay, this is Prince DJ. What a miracle day, which was crazy, and it all started on a dream that I finally saw my wife. Almost like we got married in a wrestling ring, you know, even though in real life we got married in the cornhouse. But anyway, after that miracle day, turns out I was put in a tag match in a fantasy wrestling league, and finally got a win of the first win of the tag team. So we needed this. Big D Country needed this. Oh man, maybe that dream mean good things are gonna happen again, even though we have to wait till. Oh, and well, even though Missouri did not get that emergency injunction to at least start getting unemployment benefits while the case is being looked at, we gotta wait till 20 to 30 days. 20 to 30 days. I only got 3 months of rent help. 20 to 30 days that we gotta wait. 20 to 30 days. Recall Pearson. Recall alert. If you're listening for Twitter, hashtag recall Pearson. Recall. Anyway. So 9/11 have a day of service, and they're asking for volunteers for here in St. Louis to pack food for them. And they do have, now a lot of times people would stand and pack the food, but they will have chairs. And it's only a 2-hour shift. So, depending upon the weather, I'm thinking about going ahead and doing that. Depending upon if the weather will cooperate, not only with, me being able to go out without passing out, and then, you know, me being able to give my service to, you know, to the cause. And, of course, 9/11 was a tragic day, and I remember I was at 9/11 on that tragic day. And I'm not going to talk about it right now because it's too sad, and we just had a couple of major victories today. So I'm not going to talk about that. Not right now. But if I do that, you will be the first to know. And of course, I will be, well, I don't know if I could record my experience because I don't think that you could have a phone there. I don't know. I mean, you can do the ticket, I believe, but I don't know if you're allowed to do the phone there. And I was like wanted to interview some people while we're doing that too, but I don't know if I can understand anybody with the mask on, because yes, we're required to have masks, and yes, we're required to be vaccinated, everybody. So I don't know, the kids are there because they said family could come, but children under 12, well, I think they said they can be vaccinated now. I'm not sure, but I'm still going by children under 12 can't be vaccinated until I find the right place, because I am a podcast show. And but nonetheless, they did say that it's a family place or family place. And I'm going to be bombarded by a lot of children and family there, and I'm still going to be the only widower there. But well, they might be other widowers too, or widow too, but going to be mostly family. But I wanted to help out, and I have never done a 9/11 day of service. I never done that. I never participated in that, you know, because there was so many things going on in life. I was like through high school at the time. No, not through high school, but I was, I did had a part-time job at the time at the hotel. That's all I could say about that at that time. and then trying to recover from that terrible attack and the psychologicalness, just like this pandemic of the attack. And, you know, so it wasn't fun going through. And then when they started enacting the day of service, you know, I was like, well, wish I could get involved in that. Wish I could help out. You know, a lot of people worked in soup kitchens for that time. A lot of people did other things. And, you know, so I will let you know when I decide to do it. Like I said, it depends upon the weather and all that thing. But today, a little bit of a victory thanks to the assist from my wife. An assist from my late wife and the Lord. Wow. Wow. We were like our own version of DX. Oh, man. Wow. An assist from the Lord and my wife. Wow. Unbelievable. So, anyway, so the slot tournament is definitely on. Definitely going to go to that. And unless the church changes its mind about the October missions week, the event that I like to go to at my church, at my old church in Springfield, I'm still going to that one. But unless that's canceled, I could always make other plans just in case. So, other than that, I ordered a couple of things. I ordered a bug spray, some cleaning wipes to make it easier for me to clean because I don't have nobody to help me out. I ordered that. And I ordered another hearing aid. Yeah, I ordered another hearing aid. Plus got the flight, both the return and the flight 2. And with the early bird, so I was able to do that. So, thank you, Southwest, for having to want to get away fare, because I would have never made it, even though the slot tournament is one day. But it's trying to figure, because when you go to a different time zone, you feel a jet lag, especially when you don't travel as often. So that's why I usually add an extra day when I go to Vegas, so I can get used to it, and then, you know, don't have to worry about the time zone. I can just continue concentrate on having fun and seeing the show Fantasy and stuff like that. And then when I come back here, hopefully I could be renewed a little bit, you know. So, I don't know how I'm going to do tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to be quiet. There's not a lot to say. Not a lot to talk about on this program. And surprisingly, not enough to rant about. I mean, you know, except I called on Governor Pearson to either resign or we're going to do a recall. So, or if there's any way to do a recall. So, I don't know. Figure something out. But recall Pearson. Pearson, Pearson. Recall Pearson. Pearson, Pearson. Recall, recall, recall alert. EscapeToBeatTheCountry.com. EscapeToBeatTheCountry.com. Okay, this is Prince DJ again. I thought it was a slow news day at Big D Country, but this is the second time that I go to the bathroom, and I know my heart is beating real fast. This is the second time. I was like, I'm only going to the bathroom. I'm only a short feet away. Why my heart beating so fast? I mean, come on. This is the second time. So, I keep passing out. And, I keep passing out. Well, the swelling is gone, thank God. I keep passing out. My heart keep beating so fast every time I go to the bathroom. I mean, why? I'm only going short distance. It's not like I'm going from here to the arch walking. And it's further from where I am, where the second palace is, to the arch. I mean, really? Really? Come on. I'm not walking that far. It's ridiculous. Anyway, just want to let you know what's going on. I'm cooking my food right now and having some lasagna, and I still got one more macaroni and cheese from soul food, and I have some more food from KFC. So I'm still ready for food, so now I'm just waiting for my second payment so I could do a little bit more and then get ready for the slot tournament in Vegas. But wow. Stop beating so fast. Dang. Crazy. Anyway. So, this is Prince DJ. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. And no, I did not win the Publisher's Clearinghouse $5,000 for life. They didn't come to me. Otherwise, my landlord would have told me. So, I wouldn't be able to see the Pride Patrol from my vantage point because I'm on the 8th floor and I'm on the parking lot side. So I wouldn't be able to see anyway because obviously they would probably try to come from the front. But no, they don't come. They didn't come. That's why I try to take my luck to Vegas. I'm more lucky in Vegas than some of these contests and stuff. So. But I did win that. FN wrestling contest. Though I was surprised and honored at that. So, I kind of blanked out there. Because I'm kind of confused of why my heart is beating so daggone fast. But anyway, this is Prince DJ. We are out. Okay, well, wow, boy, this was a good day. Can we have more of these, please? I mean, we should have had that dream early in the year. Man. But anyway, I just won my last match at the AEW Fantasy League, but even though they don't do commentary, I'm still going to be a fan and probably watch them and watch their matches and see how the other people predicted it because that cat is hard. I mean, AEW and AEW is really hard because I've been so long with predicting WWE, you know, it's much more easier to predict than AEW. And my record was totally terrible, and it was a smart pairing by the admin of AFW to pair me with Zach, and we actually won that match with the last match, and we had it with a very famous The Brotherhood, and usually the face don't usually win on the last match, or the person that's usually retiring don't usually win on the last match, but shockingly I did, thanks to Zach. I mean, that is really tough. And then sometimes they have to pick who wins the first match. No, sometimes they pick who's going to be in the first match, who's going to main event in the last match, and then how long is one match is going to go for. That was hard because I'm so used to who's going to win the individual matches. I don't do the who's going to be first or who's going to be last because especially in the WWE, with Vince always changing the script so much, I don't do stuff like that. So, much respect. And I'm always going to follow AFW. Like I told them, I'm always going to be a fan. And my line on that was I'm here. I'm ready to fight. Let's do this. Let's get the fans something to talk about. That's always been my line. That's always been my gimmick. So, yeah, it was a short run. But, wow, it's been tough. I mean, my record is terrible. Thought I was never going to get a run. But I this was a good night. I mean, I got my rent paid for a few months, and then I could invest and, you know, try to do things in the fall. And then, well, I might not have a savings account because of December. And then in October, the rent... excuse me. In October, the rent is going to go up by $10. So, but after December, I might not do too much. But I really want to make an investment that really pays, like, almost right away, almost. Like, maybe every month or maybe other month or whatever like that. But, you know, I can't stand away because... We call Pearson. But anyway, So that was my last match in AFW. Wow, I thought it was gonna be all out. I thought it was like usually last matches is normally never on the televised match, but no. See, they had their own pay per view because of the Fantasy League, but it's finally. AEW, and like I said, it's hard, so shout out to AEW, thank you for letting me be in the league, and man, that was tough. I mean, that was tough, but I'll just be a part of the AFW universe, so there you go, but that was tough, though. But I do got other clothes that I'm a member of, like the Game Show Network, but the problem is, the waiting is so long. I mean, the whole day, you wait till like either 6 o'clock or you either wait till 8 o'clock, and then sometimes I oversleep, especially after I'd be knocked out, and it's just a long wait. And even in my group at church that I go to, it's a long wait, and oy. I mean, there's nothing waiting in the middle of the day or nothing, you know, before the 6 o'clock or everything like that. Everything is either 6 or 8. I wish it was a WWF fantasy league. But I'll still do my WWE predictions for now. I guess I'd rather stick to WWE then, because AEW is really hard. It's really... really hard, even though some people are from WWE, like Jericho, JR, Moxley, you know, Jeff Hardy. So, even though they do have WWE people, it's just so hard to predict, you know. But, wow, what a way to go out. I was like, I'm still shocked over that win. What a day. Can I have more details, please? I could have been in Vegas. I probably could have won a couple of hand pays. I could have won a couple of hand pays. I'm shocked. Can we have more of these days, please? I mean, 2 years of bad things is enough. I want more like today, please. More like today, please. Wow, but thank you, AFW. Thank you. Thank you for at least a chance, so. I just couldn't hack it. I mean, that was terrible. Absolutely disgusting. So. Oh well, but I'm still a fan. So. I'm a wrestling fan. What can I say? But the way I predict is a lot different. I just predict for fun and, you know, definitely for fun in the show and all like that. Same thing when I do with the NFL pickup. You know, it's all for fun, all for bragging rights and all that stuff. So, even when I invited Kenny the Sports Guy to do the prediction with me, it was all for fun and bragging rights and all like that. So, hey, I'll just do more. It's always my show. This is Prince DJ. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. Can we have more of these good play days, please? I don't like the bad days or waiting. Bad days or waiting sucks. Give me more good days like this. This was a super good day. I need more of this. Please. Oh, now I got a hiccup. Wow. That's all life, y'all. No cuts. Real life. Escape to Big D Country. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. Peace.